In speaking to us as disciples this morning, our Lord uses this image of good fruit and rotten fruit. Good fruit and rotten fruit. Now, I'm willing to guess that each morning or throughout our day, as we try to live out our Christian identity, that we get up in the morning and we probably don't say, "Today I want to bear rotten fruit." That's my goal today. I want to bear some rotten fruit. We don't say that, do we? We say, "Lord, I want to bear good fruit." Now, we know that there are times, though, where we do indeed bear some fruit that is rotten. But it's never our intention, or it rarely is, maybe sometimes, but so often it's not. And so why do I offer that this morning? How can we bear good fruit when it's something that we want to actually do? When we do, in fact, want to avoid bearing rotten fruit. How do we bear that good fruit? Two things come to mind this morning. First, when it does seem like we're bearing rotten fruit, to admit it, to own up to it. So oftentimes when things don't go our way, what's the first thing we want to do? Put the blame on someone else. No, it's their problem. They need to change. They need to fix this. But sometimes we simply need to say, maybe I need to change. That's one way in which we might need to change so that we could bear that better fruit. But the second thing is what Jesus says in the second half of today's gospel. Where's our foundation lie? To allow the foundation of our lives to be our friendship with Christ. To not have the foundation be anything other than Him. Not our jobs, not our looks, not our bank account, nothing but Him. And if we do those two things, own up when we bear rotten fruit, and let Him and our friendship with Him be the foundation of our lives, then we might have a little bit more success getting up in the morning and having that desire for good fruit to be born out of our lives to actually happen.